From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Monitors say Russian jet fighters on Tuesday resumed heavy bombarding of the rebel-held eastern districts of the war-shattered Syrian city of Aleppo, targeting two opposition-held neighborhoods and killing more than 20 people. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights called Tuesday's onslaught the heaviest Russian bombardment since the government of President Bashar al-Assad announced last week it would cut back on airstrikes. Moscow has repeatedly denied attacking civilians in Syria, insisting its sole aim is targeting terror groups in support of the Assad government. Gunmen reportedly wearing Afghan police uniforms stormed a packed shrine of Shiite Muslims in Kabul late Tuesday, opening fire, killing at least 14 people and wounding more than two dozen others. Officials and witnesses said a suicide bomber blew himself up as the assault began in the Kart-e-Sakai area of the capital city, while two others were shot and killed by security forces, ending an hours-long siege. So far, no group has claimed responsibility for the deadly attack. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan Tuesday warned Iraq's prime minister that Turkish troops cannot be excluded from the military force preparing to do battle with the Islamic State extremists for control of the Iraqi city of Mosul. More than 1,000 Turkish soldiers are already positioned in northern Iraq. Mr. Erdogan spoke in Istanbul, telling Sunni Muslim religious leaders that Turkish troops already in Iraq will not withdraw from the base near Mosul. Relations between the two powers grew tense late last year after Turkey deployed troops to a largely Sunni area northeast of Mosul to train locals in the fight against the Islamic State extremists. Iraq has since called the deployment a violation of its sovereignty and called on Turkey to withdraw. This is VOA News. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump lashed out Tuesday at fellow Republicans for giving up on his campaign, focusing instead on House and Senate races. With Democrat Hillary Clinton enjoying a double-digit lead in one poll, she was getting some help from President Obama on the campaign trail late Tuesday, who told an audience in North Carolina that Trump is unlike the Republicans he faced in his two previous elections.
I never thought that those people were not honorable. I did not think that if they were in the Oval Office, that America would spin out of control. I didn't think that they couldn't represent us on the world stage. I just thought they represented a different political party and a different philosophy. But I'm being honest here, that is not the case with the current Republican nominee.
Experts are giving Hillary Clinton an 86% chance of winning the election. Top Republicans have seemingly conceded the presidential race to Democrats. Meantime, Hillary Clinton's campaign chairman, John Podesta, says the FBI is investigating the hack of his emails, which were posted by WikiLeaks. Podesta told reporters late Tuesday that the investigation is part of a wider FBI probe into the hacking of Democratic Party emails in which Russia is suspected. Podesta said Russia may be trying to influence the outcome of the U.S. presidential election to favor Republican Donald Trump, who has spoken of his admiration of President Vladimir Putin. South Korean electronics company Samsung says it will no longer manufacture its Galaxy Note 7 smartphone after numerous reports around the globe of overheating. The company announced Tuesday it was shutting down production for good in the interest of consumer safety. Economist Max Wolf is with the Manhattan Venture Partners.
So certainly a sad moment. Samsung, with the Galaxy series, the Note series, invented the phablet, which is the large form factor smartphone, which has caught on like wildfire. Unfortunately for them, everyone makes them now, and everyone else is getting business that's leaving them.
Samsung announced early in the day that it was stopping all global sales and exchanges of the Galaxy Note 7 and advised all customers to stop using the device immediately. The South Korean firm sustained an 8% loss in its share price at the end of Tuesday's stock market trading session. And people in the island nation of Bermuda are keeping a close eye on Hurricane Nicole. The U.S. National Weather Hurricane Center in Miami says the storm is expected to strengthen in its center before it reaches Bermuda early Thursday morning. For details and much more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.